What's up, everyone? Don't worry, it's not just me. Today we have a very special guest, two of my favorite guys in the world. Most recently hired as co-pilots for the Pacific Rim Project. Everybody make some noise for Jay and Trey of the Random Order Podcast. Come on out here, boys.
What'd you say about my rim? What'd you say about my rims?
What's up,
man? Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah. I hate shaking your hands, dude.
Yeah, I got a little egg drip on there.
Just because, like, look at the
like I'm sending my son off to school.
Yeah, Dad.
You got this shit.
I'm going to study hard. Cody's a little late.
Where's he at?
If you missed last week's episode, Cody was on just now, like a 7-day hike or something. I forget how many days, but he was out there off grid. All right. I said this earlier, but he went on the Drake concert of hikes, mad exclusive. You have to buy tickets.
They got merch?
I think so. Oh, shit.
God damn.
Dang. Welcome to the show, bro. Oh, thanks. You did that whole hike in designer? Wow.
Yeah, dripped out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got them boots.
Yeah, I had to rock the Rude shirt out there. Sorry, it's been a long week.
Yo, was this a bear attack? What's going on here?
Well, funny you say. So last week, do you want to tell him? Or do you want me to tell him?
We were right. We were making fun of bears. Brown bears. No, that's black bears.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Because they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Okay, I get it now. Yeah. I'm on the bear side.
Wasn't supposed to be a racial thing. Honestly, I'm blind to the color.
I don't see bear color, man.
I'm blind to bears' colors.
Okay, all right.
I just know it was the violent type of bear.
Is he allowed to push it on his shoulder?
Regardless of what color it was.
Yeah. So what color was about? It? Just, I should be.
All right, we can't do this bit anymore.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. TMGSales.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGSales.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit? Get hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, did you hear this hole?
No.
Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt. And get ready for debate.
I had a feeling this would happen. And
why gotta be the black bear, man? We right here, man.
Fucking scientific term for them.
I guess we're kind of panda bears, man. We're a little bit, you know, we got that mixture.
Yeah. Regardless, it's 9 a.m., you know, I just woke up.
Too early for racism, man.
Too early for racism. For some people, it's not early enough, you know?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Some people.
This is the most racist podcast.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
man.
Is this?
Yeah.
You're on it right now.
Yeah, so feel free to go in.
Oh, I know. I didn't get the pamphlet. Yeah. Right.
So whoever you hate, man, just let it out. You know.
Oh, shit. Yeah, let's rip. At what point in the YouTube video can the racism start? I know it's the ad.
That's actually a good point. I think it's 45 seconds.
Yeah. You got to wait 45 seconds to be racist. You're just holding back.
They're like, guys, cool it for the advertisers. All right?
Damn.
You could be a racist.
Huggies is like, all right, cool. Yeah, there you go.
Anyways, I fought a bear. I couldn't remember what color it was, but
this happened so fast.
They were really pissed about what we said.
Yeah, so Cody was saying they're not shit.
Bears? You know?
Bears.
Yeah.
Black ones.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to be like
they're supposed to be the nicer ones.
The cuddly.
The black ones?
Yeah.
No, brown lay down. No, brown, what was it saying?
Brown,
see?
Black, you get attacked. Black, you get an attack.
No. It's what was it?
Black fight back, brown stay down.
Black fight back?
As if
yes.
You can take a black one. You can't take a brown one. You're fucked.
So,
but you're saying you could take anyone?
No, I just remember. Yeah, I was saying, well, I mean, like, basically I ran into, we were like making fun of black bears.
Yeah.
Saying they're like, ooh.
Yeah, we were saying they're kind of They're a little soft.
Yeah.
Cuddly,
yeah.
Right?
Give me those. I saw a black bear once in Vancouver.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Give me that same vibe.
Yeah.
Where's my hammer?
Right?
Yeah. Well, that was of course.
Yeah.
So that's and what then we were saying. I met one in the wild, and it did not appreciate that.
Yeah.
It heard what we said.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I remember the phrase, black fight back. And so I fought back. And it was pretty traumatic, pretty violent.
Yeah.
As I was kind of getting mauled and trying to fight for my life
mm-hmm.
out there, I got a picture of the bear.
Yeah.
But I'm warning you, it's super fucking graphic.
Okay.
Do you want to check it out?
Oh.
Oh.
What do you mean? That's a scary. What are you talking about?
Man.
What's the scale on it? Is this a large bike?
This is a large bike.
Nah,
what's
man.
The size of this bicycle?
Nah, man, you can't trust them. You can't trust them at any size. You know, bear is bear.
I feel that.
If the bear is here, you know?
Yeah, bear out there. You know? Bear is here, bear out there. Is that what they say?
No, that's my saying.
I got another picture of one. There.
Wow.
Oh, yeah,
you
I'm
took
out.
All of them?
Yeah.
I'm
each
out.
One?
Yeah, dude.
I'm out. Yeah, they got a, yeah. Because, you know, they got a low center of gravity, so they down here. You can't, you know what I mean? You ever met a vicious chihuahua?
Yeah.
Bro, your shins are finished.
Probably would be hard to fight them.
No, it'd be an even fight for us.
Yeah, for us would be fine. Actually.
I just straight on that. Man to man. Even playing field. You guys aren't short, though. I call you guys like medium and shit.
Really?
No. Medium,
thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Yeah, medium? I appreciate medium.
That's a good medium, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Normal.
Medium.
Extra medium.
You guys are like, I think the top three tallest ever be on set.
Oh, yeah. Congrats.
Who's up top? Who's at the top of the charts?
Hassan was the only other tall person we had
Mr.
here.
Mr. Beast is pretty tall, isn't he?
He's Deese.
He ain't beasting, though.
Yeah.
Like, we beasting.
Yeah.
I'm actually putting out a challenge to face him one-on-one for, like, $5 million. But he put up the money, though. He putting up. I'm putting up nothing.
Just one-on-one in anything?
Would you bet your life on that? A ball game?
Basketball?
Mr. Beast? Yeah.
How nice is he?
I don't. I mean, he's a nice guy.
But he got
but
that funding. He got that training funding.
I'll do it.
Bet $5 million against Mr. Beast?
What about you? Think you could fight him?
Whoa.
He's just in a mood.
I gotta
right
see
now.
His back. I gotta see his back muscles first.
I gotta see him do a pull up.
Let's see if he really beasting. Nah, but he looks normal. He got like a normal body.
Yeah.
You ever see those guys that work out like forever, but they're just normal?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, like, why are you in the gym, bro? You're doing so many other things.
Do you remember what you were just saying? You definitely remember what you were just saying.
What was
the
that?
Audio? The audio just, did not cut.
No, I was just saying something racist.
Yeah. The audio did not cut, and you remember exactly what you were saying just a second ago.
Yeah.
Trey's shirt always looked like that.
Oh, yes. I
got coffee done.
Yeah, is that like...
I think it's... I don't know if it was a prank on you guys to give me a cup without the lid on it. Yeah,
it was a prank. We like to do that to our guests.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we were all Canadians in here, boys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
You just told me... I'm not from real Canada.
Yeah.
Literally right there.
Hey, man, don't say that.
We all know where it's at. Man, you my Canadians
like,
know where it's
at. Calgary, like, they're like, God says.
Where the Canada at, man? It's not Ottawa.
What?
It's not Quebec. They don't even want to be there. It's
definitely not Quebec, yeah.
Manitoba, what's going on? We got, you know what I mean? Straight grass.
I forgot Manitoba. They got moose.
Alberta, and it's all
Winnipeg
too.
Winnipeg is sick, yeah. Dude.
We like,
you got bad.
I'm
kidding.
Yeah. Dang, it's the worst.
Nature's probably like ill there.
No, sure. Nature's probably nice.
Y'all got the plains and shit.
Oh, no, where you're from?
Calgary, yeah.
It's probably nice. Y'all got wheat and shit.
Nice.
You
never been there?
Nah.
No.
Why?
Because.
Well, like, why? Right, you gotta why? Tell me why I go.
No, you know what? I lost my cousin to Calgary, actually.
You lost your cousin?
Yeah. Yeah. He's still alive. Man. He didn't
come back.
Yo, he went, just did
he went to go work
back.
For in getting the oil game.
Yeah. That's what's in Calgary.
He saw the paper.
A lot of oil people.
Yeah. He just told us one day, he said, listen, man, you're not going to see me tomorrow. And I was like, okay.
And so today's
day. Matter of fact, dang it.
Literally, wait, since then, it's been fucking
15 years now.
Wow. Really? 15.
Yeah.
He's never come back.
He said he was going to come back in a year.
It's
he said
that
gonna,
good there.
He said he's going to make some money and come back. He worked out and fucking his bank account worked out with him. We've never seen him since.
That's why you never see people from Calgary, because once they get there, they make the money and they're like, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, this oil check is too nice.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys. Yeah. But doesn't the cost of living go up with it? So you're just like stuck?
Calgary's like kind of cheap. Like compared to LA, it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, everywhere compared to
not
LA.
Not Toronto, I feel like.
Toronto's fucked.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah. We had to escape.
Vancouver's pretty expensive too.
Man, Vancouver's fucked. Yeah. Yeah. No. Both of them. Yeah. No.
Never mind.
Yeah.
But we infiltrated.
I seen a documentary. What happened?
Yeah.
We infiltrated American entertainment.
Yeah.
Who, Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah. We put Seth through. We got our boy JC there. Yeah. Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Nathan Fielder.
Seth Meyers.
He's getting busy.
Yeah,
we're tearing ass out there, Drake.
Yeah, Drake.
Jay Beeps.
Jay Beeps.
The Weeknd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Travis Scott.
But I just
Travis what? Scott?
Just spell right for it.
Throwing it in there.
Gucci Mane.
Morty Weaver. Wait, Canada's way cooler than I thought. Laura Dern.
Yeah. Yeah, just making shit up.
Fucking Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Steve Harvey.
We just take him, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
From the UConn.
Yeah, we're just drafting them all.
Hasbulla.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. I went to school with him.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, yeah, we're boys from high school, yeah.
Yeah, Tory Lanez was in our class, actually.
Yeah, I don't know if we, yeah.
No, that's a fact.
Was he actually?
Yeah.
Oh. He what?
He was, like, in our school.
What?
He went to our school.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Tory Lanez, come on out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Fuck. Oh,
I think he's in court, like, literally right now.
Yeah, he is. Actually.
Yeah, he's, like, getting sentenced today.
Yeah,
he might be going to Calgary mentally.
Yeah.
Calgary's not a prison.
Why is it a
nice city? And my family lives there.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure.
It's a great place, dude.
Yeah, no.
Ever heard of the Stampede?
Yeah.
No. What is that?
Fill me in.
But well, what's actually at the move out there?
Okay, yeah.
I landed. Stampede. Cody touches down in Stampede, that's it?
Yeah, I mean, but that's only in July. But yeah, you should go to the Stampede.
But then
it's like the only...
What?
No, I mean, like, I don't know. Go to Banff.
Banff
is
nice.
Amazing. Canmore is sick.
Yeah. I've seen TikToks.
Hey. You like Canmore?
You can do this to me in front of guests?
Yeah, do you like Canmore?
Yeah, I do like Canmore.
Why are you holding a hash brown like that?
Can more of that hash brown fit in your mouth?
Like you about to put in a CD?
GameCube.
Yeah, no, eat it length or widthwise.
Yeah, that was just weird. Hey, seriously.
Why are we no?
Yo, I love a good bite, man.
I love a good
you
bite
ever
of
eating
my
a good sandwich
brown.
And you get that, like, okay, previously you bit down, so now you got two, like, mouth corners. Mm-hmm. And then you just get that triangle bite.
Yeah,
that's, you know what I'm talking about?
That's the
you hit that with the dip.
Oh,
that's
me ranching?
You boys
best.
Dipping?
What?
Y'all doing
you
dips?
Boys dipping?
Like dip?
Yes.
Dip.
Are you like in a lip?
Excuse me?
What?
It's two different podcasts.
I dip.
Yeah, are you getting like ranch? Yeah. You're like requesting the Chipotle? You're requesting the dark
like spicy mayo?
There we go, there we go, there we go. Yeah.
You guys are dippers?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Certified. Well, what am I agreeing to right here?
What does it mean? I already saluted him.
Yeah,
I'm dipping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dipping.
Damn.
But we get criticized, man, and crucified sometimes, man.
For dipping a sandwich?
The amount of dips that we request. Like, we just
like
left
at restaurants
sauce,
or what?
Yeah, yeah. Restaurants.
At restaurants.
Like, what dips
my
you
own
request?
House.
We asked, like, what did you guys have back there?
Yeah.
And then you guys like, yeah,
we get nine cups.
Nine cups.
Nine tiny cups.
It's actually a problem. You guys ever get the Cajun Chicken Littles at Cheesecake?
No.
The what?
The Cajun Chicken Littles.
At Cheesecake Factory.
Somebody out there is clapping.
Factory, yeah. Someone is
saying,
just
pull a picture.
Yeah, there's my shit.
Yeah, Cajun Chicken Littles, man.
Chicken, it's like tenders and a bunch of fries, or you can swap the sides out. But the best thing is the dips. They have buffalo, ranch, blue cheese, barbecue, honey mustard, ketchup, of course.
This is off memory.
This is off memory. I'm telling you. But one time this guy I could tell he's getting frustrated with how many lines he was making in his notepad. He flipped the sheet just on sauces. So I knew I had to chill out.
The sauce
out,
page.
Right? Yeah, he had the sauce page. And he forgot one.
Which one?
I thought you just leave him.
The honey mustard.
So did you not tip him?
No, hell no.
I forgot the tip. And you forget the difference between the tip.
Oh,
no
man.
No tip. That's the rule.
That's my rule.
I brought you 10. Yes. You forgot the most important one.
Good.
I asked for 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing at him like walking away. Like he thinks he has your order, and you're like, no, player. And you turn him around, and you flip his paper back. You're like, you forgot the sauce page.
You're not even looking either. You just know where you ordered at right here.
I'm like, nah, man. Oh, yeah. He brings eight out. And he's walking away. You're like,
Come here.
What's that say right there?
It'd be funny to start your order with the sauces. It's like, so what do you want? Like, I got a Diet Coke, and then I'll get a honey mustard and ranch and barbecue ketchup. Sauce. Ketchup.
Dude's like, okay.
And I think that's it.
And then you pull out your sandwich. Just pull out your
Yo, sometimes you gotta blend products, man.
Yeah.
Cause sometimes like Wingstop got the wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Domino's got that pie.
That's my latest.
What?
Wingstop place? And then pizza from this other place.
Yeah. You ever have to meet up at the doorstep and shake hands?
Yeah.
Discuss delivering and shit.
We had a LA link up the other night.
Oh wow.
Trust me.
In San Clarita.
Yeah. Papa John's is pulling up to my crib. Listen, the pizza ain't said it. He said it.
The pizza ain't said it. The pizza, wait, what did he say? The pizza didn't
the
say
pizza it. Didn't say the N-word.
Pizza
didn't
say
the
N-word.
Hey, they did.
He said it.
The pie is good in
the
my
pie
books,
is,
man, that Papa John's. The pie make me say the N-word. I was like, damn, nigga, this shit is good. Dude. Oh. You grab a wing.
It's crazy the way we, oh my
just
God.
Just got a hybrid
man.
Drumstick.
Yeah, it's a symphony in my house every time, man, I'm telling you.
It's an orchestration for sure.
For sure.
Bro, it's an art to ordering, man. Hey, when you fucking we take a friend out, shit, y'all new restaurant, or whatever, try this out. Place your order. Yeah, just get the cheese pie.
Oh, nah.
Why did I pick you up?
So they took me to this spot in Toronto, and I have to be honest, I was afraid to order.
That's fair.
Why? Well, because these guys know food. So I didn't want to fuck it up, and I did fuck it up, because I went and got a shitty coffee, and then we're on the way to the place, and Trey's like, this place has the best coffee, man.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, okay. I walked in there with my shitty-ass coffee. And Trey's like, hey, man, you got to junk that. It's disrespectful. So I walked
to
up.
To you or to the?
To the restaurant.
To the store.
They really do coffee.
They do coffee.
So what should he have ordered?
I should
have
just not brought that shitty ass coffee.
Brought that fucking coffee.
Yeah,
because he went out and got his own coffee pickup.
Yeah,
I don't know what
It was like garbage hotel coffee. So I walked a block. I took a shame walk around the corner and threw my shitty ass coffee in the trash. I felt like my dad was yelling at me, like, "Man, throw out that shitty ass coffee." I was like, "Yes, sir." And I went around the corner, but then proceeded to have one of the craziest meals of my life.
What was the meal?
Egyptian style,
Egyptian
man.
Blends.
Yeah, I can't even say it. That's the thing. Yeah. Every time people ask me about this restaurant,
coffee or Egyptian food.
So they have. They have so it's like,
what is Egyptian food?
See, look,
good
this,
stuff.
Yeah,
user.
How would you
really,
man? I always have trouble like with the actual like words.
Yeah,
that I'm saying.
It's just. It's like okay.
Yeah. No, I'm.
Maha's Egyptian brunch.
Maha's
well.
Egyptian brunch, and it's a long story on how I met these guys. It's a family that runs it. The son, he makes the coffees. That's how I was introduced to it. The sister and the mother in the kitchen cook it, and they're crazy. It's just a bunch of Egyptian spices, meats, marinations, very authentic.
Yeah.
And you go in there, you forget about outside. You go outside, and you're like, oh, shit, wait, what am I doing today? Because they treat you such like family in there. So it's more of an experience to go eat, and the food's good, the coffee's good. You leave, you're like, all right.
Not I'll let them say the N-word all day.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, they're good. I'm just,
Dude, you can't put that out there. You're going to have like a bunch of white kids from fucking...
I'm not.
...lining up to work at the restaurant. Like, yo, Jay and Trey said, if I can cook like you, I get a pass.
I get the N-pass.
Yeah, man. Who's that? Oh, yeah, there it is. That's a movie. Look at that.
I forgot what they call that, man. That's shrimp the shrimp. Boy, this is the crazy chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah. That looks good.
Mind-blowing chicken,
a whole lot
man.
Of dips and flavors. And
that's a lot of dips right there.
Yeah, that's
yeah, no, that's where we discovered them. Yeah. We're just looking at dips on Yelp. Like,
You just searched dips on Yelp?
And this came up.
Searched up dips real quick, man. Who got the dips in the city?
Yeah, no,
top
you get...
comment on... 42 dips. Can't go wrong.
Bro, you need the dip count, man. Bro,
wow. Dip fans got to try this dip.
Bro, that's a niche you're hitting right now.
Yeah,
I'm saying
tell
that.
You.
Bro,
I'm
we made
you.
A place introduce dip, a pizza joint.
Oh, my God.
No,
and
they
stood on.
How'd you do it?
Man, take him back.
We're certified demons, man. I like food. You know what I mean? And I like knowing food spots. So when my friends come to town, I'm like, yo, you want pizza? You're just in town. I say, yo, do you want pizza sent to your room right now? I threatened you with pizza.
Yeah.
Threatened him with a pizza party.
No. Let me be very clear. Trey is threatening me with a pizza party. He's threatening me with a haircut.
Okay.
He's threatening me with clothing.
These sound like awesome threats.
Yeah, no, they're great.
Yo, I want to make sure my people
are
good.
Can I get on your bad side, I guess?
Motherfucker, you want 10 stacks?
There's going to be pizza showing up at your door right now.
Yeah, don't fuck with Trey, man. He's going to ruin your life with a pizza party.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure if you're in Toronto, you know, you have a good time. Yeah. So,
spot, what's the pizza place?
It's called Maker's Pizza in Toronto, and we've been going there for a long time. And the first time we went in there, Jermaine and I ordered a pie, and we're like, okay, so pepperoni pie. And then I'm looking at the menu, I'm like, and then I don't see it, but I'll just take three ranch dips, and I turn around. They say, oh, no, we don't have dips. What the fuck?
Our pizza don't need dips.
You actually threaten them.
Yeah, no, we're under the table. We're keeping it, you know.
Pizza from another place.
So I said, all right, no, fine, whatever.
Our pizza does not need dip.
No dips. Not
end
needed.
Story.
That's and the so same face I made right there. We could replay that face. Fine. That was me at that pizza store. I said, all right, whatever. Walk down the street and go get some Diana sauce. I come back. Open the pizza box, squirt my sauce, and I have a good time.
This is Diana sauce in the coat, by the way.
Yeah.
Wow. Trench coat open, boom, and you forgot we got Kraft Ranch.
I did. Right. We did have the ranch. We had the ranch.
Like, you got a bottle.
Yeah, from the corner from another store.
That's Midwest as hell, bro. Yeah, it really is. There's some people from Kentucky right now, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Put him in the holster and got busy.
Dropped him off, and then... I just told him, I'm like, yo, man, you really need, like, ranch with this. It just makes sense. And then we kept in contact, you know, throughout the years. And then he hit me up. He said,
actually on
there. It's a menu item.
It's a menu item.
It's a section.
Literally.
Yeah. There you go.
And they didn't just do regular dip. Like, they did creamy garlic? What?
Wow.
Creamy garlic parmesan.
Parmesan?
Dill buttermilk ranch.
They went crazy, but they DM'd me and they're like, yo, listen, we're working on a sauce. We need to send it to you to try it. I said, all right. They sent me like 15 pizzas.
And we approved these dips.
I approved, yeah. Wow. I may own a part of this business and I don't even know. Those are my dips right there, man.
That's your section still.
Yeah, that's my section, man. But yeah, wow. Maker's Pizza, man. Fire pizza in Toronto.
Now I'm just picturing you guys pressing all the local restaurants, but it's just to have dip.
Oh, man, all day. I'm running for mayor. That's my campaign.
Yeah.
It's like, everybody got to have a dip.
Yeah.
I had enough of this shit.
Yeah. It's dip or dip, man. I'm fucking dipping. No dips.
No dip, we dip.
That's it.
Damn, just a local, just a new little restaurant opens up. Some of the locals come by. They're like, do you have dip? They're like, nah, we don't do dip. They're like, oh, God. And then you just hear that. Just like that Western. And then just hear the fucking the spurs.
Spin around on the finger.
Yeah. Yeah. Heard y'all boys don't have dip. Whole town scramble.
Ranch.
Yeah. Taste that. Damn.
That could also be a good porno, man.
Yeah,
that storyline, man.
Yeah.
You got dip, girls. You need dip. You want a dip?
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Oh, you guys probably like the way you guys love food. I'm not there yet.
Oh, he's there. I'm not.
I'm there.
You guys are
there,
man. Bro,
we're on the same
eat.
Page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're in LA, where do you go?
Oh, man. I kind of let Waleed drive the boat, as they say.
Yeah.
Are they saying that?
I don't know. I just tried something new.
It sounded racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
We're 45 seconds in.
You owe me one. Yeah. I'll let, like, maybe Waleed give us some recos. But I don't really go too crazy out here. Because it's not my job, you know? My friend's supposed to take care of me.
So where would you tell him to go? John and Vinny's probably.
I'd take you to Ukuk or Quarters. So Korean barbecue, I go there, or I take you to the Prince. Matter of fact, so take you
till after this.
Yeah, yeah. The Prince, you ever been there?
No.
They shot the new girl there.
Okay,
but that's not why I'm recommending it.
Wait, new girl, the show?
Yeah, the show.
Oh, the Prince, like the bar?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh bro.
Wait, that's Korean barbecue?
No. That's like a Chinese Korean fusion spot.
I really
want
to go here.
They do wings.
Because I love New Girl.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Just looking around.
Hand to God.
Yeah. Are you hungry? Nah.
Nah.
This is where it's at.
Yeah.
Is this the
same? I think Nick Miller sat right here.
They're like, oh God. Oh, trust.
Fuck. Oh, I've been here.
You have?
Yeah.
What kind of food is it?
It's Chinese Korean fusion. Yeah. So they have like fried chicken, they have duck, they have Korean ribs.
I love duck. Oh.
Yo,
fried
Asians,
rice.
Asians gonna fuse. Yeah. With someone.
Yeah.
They're gonna fucking fuse.
Yeah.
There's always an Asian fusion, man.
Yeah.
And it's always good news, man. You ever had Jamaican Asian fusion?
No, that's
Chinese.
Crazy.
Oh my
What's the
God.
Country?
When's the next time you're going to Toronto?
I don't know.
You ever heard of Canada's Wonderland?
Yeah. Is that Toronto?
Right across the street.
Oh, Jamaican fuck. Asian fusion.
Island yeah, Calypso Hut.
No,
wait, which
island,
one?
Island mix.
I got my fusions
it's
fucked up.
Fucked. It is absolutely fucked. I thought you were talking about
Island
Patois. Patois.
Oh yeah, we got that. Yo, we got spots.
Oh my god, yeah. It's like a jerk chicken chow mein.
Is Chet Hanks allowed?
Fucking crazy.
Oh, ooh. There, yeah.
Yeah, Chet.
Yeah, we
Chet Hanks. Him.
Yeah,
I think I don't even know anymore.
Is he good right now?
Yeah, I think he's good.
Okay. Yeah. I fuck with Chet
Hanks.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, have you seen his social media recently?
No.
He's like went super like God mode.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I mess with Chet.
Super religious. Oh. Deleted all of his shit. All of his like fitness persona or whatever, and just went like, I'm a religious guy.
Deleted fitness?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like,
you could be a Christian fitness? Like fit guy, like.
No, but he deleted scripts. Fitness. In general.
It doesn't exist there.
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't even delete. He's deleted. He's just not even there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He wiped everything.
Oh.
Because he had people like paying him monthly to, you know, for him to like personal train them and shit. But I think this is his new like brand. God guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that sells, man. It's a
I know.
Niche.
Yeah, a lot of people like God.
Streams. Yeah.
He's a big fan.
Yeah, people fuck with him.
Dude, bro, it's a fat fan base. He's killing it, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
No, if God sold
he blew
merch,
up.
Well, yeah, God
bro, God
merch.
Got merch.
Yeah,
but it's not going to God.
I got a little God merch right here.
Oh, fuck, he got you.
Yeah. Where'd you get that?
Church.
ShopGod.com.
ShopGod.shop.
God.God.
You heard that right. Yeah. Now you just got me. Now you got me thinking of food. I guess I can't say. I can't totally say I'm not like a food guy. Off,
dude. Are you taking your boot?
Yeah,
is that a thing?
Feet, dude.
Yeah.
All that hiking.
Eight.
Yeah.
Wait, you really went on a 7-hour, 7-week, 7-month hike?
No, 7-year hike. It was 4 days.
4 days.
He's been fake this whole time. This is my first time meeting him. I've been doing this podcast with the fucking AI version of him. This is my first time meeting Cody.
Damn. Yeah, it was a 4-day hike, backpacked. So I, like, we camped the whole time.
Goddamn.
Right. And the last day, the dude, so it was me, my parents, and my parents' friend, who's 59. He was the one that, like, he's like an avid backpacker. He planned the whole thing. And
I don't like that you preface the age.
Because it, why?
It makes me think something bad's going to happen.
It right did.
Age-wise, right?
Mm. It did.
Continue.
Please.
So we did like 50 to 60 miles in 4 days. So super intense. It was basically 8 or 9 hours on the trail every day. And then we'd camp, wake up the next morning at 5:30 and start hiking again. The whole time, we made it the whole way. We were 3 miles from the trailhead on the last day to where we had to get the car. There was one last, there's a lot of snow this year because of like all the, you know, rainfall and snowfall here. So there was like a lot of snow left on the mountain. And there was a really steep like snow bluff basically that we had to cross. And I crossed first and then I turned around and I filmed him because I wanted to like...
Because you knew that he was because
I was like, yo, look at this.
Let me go first, y'all.
No, I was like filming shit like, you know, for a vlog or whatever. And I filmed a clip of him. Then I put my phone down and I watched him because he had about 2 steps left on this snow bluff. And so like it basically went like it was like a huge steep ramp full of snow. And then like the trail started right here and it was just rocks right here. But a little bit of snow left on the trail. I watched him slip. Try to get his footing, and then he starts to fall over. His pack takes him over because we're wearing like 35-pound backpacks, and he just hits his head on a rock, lands at the bottom. Basically, rocks like stops his fall, and he's like he just kind of like sits up, and I'm like, did I just like watch this dude die?
Did I just record it?
It was probably,
did you, when did you?
Filming then.
At what point do you?
Yo. No, it wasn't like
3x
that.
Zoom.
Like, damn, cool. Yeah. Zoom in. Yo, you good?
Yo.
Damn.
Yeah.
Thumb up and just, down.
Damn.
Yo.
Damn.
What the
fish eye?
Yo. Yo, this fool's fucked, dude. Down there, holy fuck, bro.
You ever see like? You ever like watch a car accident or something like that, and all you can do is just stand there and be like, "Oh,
yeah,
it's just getting worse and worse." Yeah. Oh,
it felt like that. It was just like I didn't know what to do. I just like watched this happen right in front of me, and then we just like let him sit there for a second, and then I don't know, basically he like severely dislocated his shoulder. So when he went down there and he's bleeding from the head and you could see his shoulder socket like poking out of his arm. And he's like, I can't. We're not sure, like, is he concussed? He hit his head so hard that we're like, just make sure he's good. But we're in the fucking mountains. There's no service.
Yeah.
So we had to set off an SOS on like our emergency response system. Anyways, fast forward 3 hours. He had to get airlifted out of there.
Wow.
And the helicopter comes. This is meanwhile, he's going in and out of shock the whole time. So we're like wrapping, you know, sleeping bags around him, making sure he's like warm because he's like shivering, going in and out of shock, like writhing in pain.
Yeah.
And finally the helicopter arrives after like 3 hours of waiting. And they're just circling. And we're like, why the fuck aren't they like, I thought they'd like lower down a thing, pick them up. You know, you see like videos of that shit happening. Yeah.
Sorry, hook your backpack on.
Like a fucking video game.
Just make you hook them up. Connected.
All of us.
Should we come with them? Hold on to the backpack.
No, it's like the little fucking gay monkeys in a barrel. Like you're all just like one arm.
Yeah.
His shoulder's already off.
Sorry, that's fucked up. He's good. So the helicopter's spinning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, but okay, he's good. Just to like fast forward.
Okay.
He's fine. Everything ended up being fine. So like I feel fine joking about it. But why was I lie about that?
Show me the video. He's not good.
Yeah. No, he's actually. We left him there.
We left his ass there.
Yeah. Oh. The helicopter's like circling and we're like, this dude's like in a lot of pain. He's like, just get me to the hospital.
Yeah.
And we're watching the helicopter just like go back and forth. Like, what the fuck are they doing? They keep like throwing out these yellow bits of like fabric, I guess, to like read the air. Cause we were in this like little canyon.
Oh.
So they were doing like recon, trying to figure out like if they could land, where they could land, how heavy, like if they had to go dump fuel.
Oh.
And then the sheriff, we get a text from the sheriff and he's like, they might leave to get gas. If they leave, don't freak out. They're definitely going to be back.
Wow.
And we're like, fuck, how do we tell him this? He's like sitting there like just thinking that he's like minutes away from being saved, basically.
You guys got to keep making helicopter sounds. Oh, fuck. Yeah, he looked at
I think he's going back.
Lips are dry as fuck. I was like, yo, where is this guy?
Yeah, they're right.
There's a bone
there. Now. Just, are you in the hospital right now?
You don't see him? He's right above us.
Oh.
So they.
He's good.
They landed on like the side of a mountain, basically. And what? They had 20
like,
minutes.
Right, climb this.
They had to go dump fuel, come back. They landed. They had 20 minutes of idle time. So we had to like pick him up and get him down the mountain across this like marsh and then up another field of boulders, basically, to get him into the helicopter. We got him there with 5 minutes to spare.
Wow.
Like, it felt like a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, get this monster's a chopper.
Yeah.
And we got him there.
What, you went German the whole time?
Yeah. Bro, you gotta go German.
He just goes full Arnold.
Yeah. Okay, you're coming with me. Listen to me.
What are you talking like that?
Shut up. I think I'm tripping.
You're confusing him more.
All right, yeah.
I thought you were Canadian.
Yeah. Anyways, he's good.
Lies.
Yeah.
Bro, that sounds like, remember those shows about kids are on like crazy trips with their dad, and then like the dad gets attacked by a cougar and they save the day and shit.
Yeah.
Like Kid vs. Wild or some shit. Yeah.
I've never.
It sounds like a movie. I've never been in that situation, man.
I would never use those.
That sounds like Canadian TV for sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was. It was.
I forgot what it was. Real Kids, Real Adventures.
Real Kids, Real Adventures.
Oh shit!
Y'all live Canada too early.
I never.
Yeah, search up Real Kids, Real Adventures.
I'm just bad at references, dude. In general. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
All I got is old shit for real.
Real Kids, Real Adventures.
Yep.
Is it a Canadian show?
Yeah, man.
I think so.
Yeah, there she go. No, there's
the fuck is that?
She
has never seen her life.
Crazy. Yep. Oh yeah, episode 6. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, just hit the poster.
Yeah, look
man.
At the covers. The covers are the beaver.
And they drop mad seasons on it.
Yeah. I watched the mountain lion one right there.
What?
I seen a 9-year-old lift a car up off the ground.
Oh, that's Cody's like episode right there.
Yeah.
Bear attack. Can we pull that one up?
Yeah, see, that's a fucking reference.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you very much.
Bear attack.
Yeah.
So does the kid save the dad?
Yeah, the kids find are always a hero in all these stories.
Yeah, so it was like that then.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you saved him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're.
Who did the lifting? Who did the you know, the most?
My dad did that.
So you're just there.
Honestly, I had his belt loop on the back of his pants.
Come on.
And dude, the fucking like Navy SEAL guy that like came from the helicopter.
Yeah.
He was so funny. He was just like, "Yeah, just grab his belt loop." I'm like, shouldn't you be fucking doing this?
Supervising?
Yeah, he literally he was walking beside us the whole time. It's like, yeah, you guys got it. Yeah, yeah. Just like keep him steady. Yeah.
Put him up. Or hook him up to the air machine.
Slap his ass on the way up. Yeah, yeah.
Get your sexy ass in the copter.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Know, right? Look at him go. Look at him go.
Yeah, that oh ass. My God. This
Do y'all remember?
Spider oh, wait. Web.
Oh, yeah. This,
is this the spinny one?
This is his video.
They would have done this, but they couldn't.
No.
Why is he spinning so hard? All right.
Bro, imagine.
You never seen this?
Bro, imagine.
Yo, just cut it.
Cut it!
I mean, wait, what like I mean, injury?
Stop!
What?
Just drop me, man. I'll be in there trying to cut it myself. Just try to fucking cut it.
Yo, I definitely hit my head. Yo, everything's spinning.
Everything is spinning.
Just trying to run with it.
You might as well just go because I'm just spinning everything.
Yeah, actually, no, he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
Take me
what
in that direction.
Did this person have?
Fucking blood rushing to their head.
Yeah. Nausea, vomiting.
Oh,
yeah, vertigo.
Bro.
Ah, they're dead.
Oh, they're dead. Yeah. Bro, if that's happening,
they just said, ambulance, we'll take her.
Dog, think of the contrast, bro, where you're sitting there like, oh my God, thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, shit.
Oh my God.
That shit just went with the rolled ankle, man. That shit just limped it off. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Bro, odds that you're pulling out your phone.
Huh?
To film, like, yeah.
Someone's got
to
get this. Someone's going to believe
me. Someone's got to see this.
I'd be like, yo, no, he was spinning.
I need a video. I wouldn't have recorded it.
Do it again. Come on. Oh, shit.
The editor and shit, though. He's
going so intense.
The helicopter could turn off his top blade and just come on.
Yeah. Just reverse it?
They got to have this going to helicopter school. Like, what went wrong? Yeah, shit. Yeah. Sorry, so don't tie it like that, nigga, because
this is why. Bro, that just doesn't even make sense.
Make sure your spin clip is in.
Dude. You know, like, they're just like, oh, fuck it, whatever.
Just let it go.
You know that carnival ride? Where it's like
we could do.
Where it's like a UFO and you just like lay against the wall.
Yes.
Yeah. It's got to feel like that on 100.
Oh, yeah.
Except you're in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't want that, man. I don't want no parts of that.
Holy
yeah, fuck hiking, man. That ain't
so
me.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that made me not want to hike, your story.
Me too, honestly.
Is that your last hike?
I'm going to do this for a while.
That was exclusive.
What?
And that was exclusive?
You
what
paid
was exclusive?
For that experience?
Yeah, we didn't pay, but
oh, so
you got to reserve.
So
you have to like, you have to like get a permit to hike there and shit like that.
Yeah.
So. Did he lose his permit?
I don't know if that loses you your permit.
You're just like, taking away from me. Yeah.
Hold on, on the stretcher.
Damn, that's fucked.
Send him.
You got
away.
A slot.
We got a 5 p.m. open.
Dude, they take it off him. They look at you and your dad, huh?
Yeah, we're good.
I mean, he just lost it. You want to
take it? Oh man, I've never been on a hike. I don't think I'm running that.
I never slept outside.
Sorry, this quote is crazy.
There you go.
Slow that down. After this guy's just spun around like wild. There you go.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
There
slow
you go.
Down.
Slow it down. Yeah.
He's doing nothing right.
But you guys don't hike?
Nah, man.
Never camped?
I went like an upward hill. Mm-hmm. Like, man, crazy hills and shit.
Oh.
But nah. Camp, nah. I never slept outside. Never been in a tent.
Yeah, I've been
cool.
Already.
I'm really afraid of bears. Like, what do I do?
Oh. I mean, yeah, we saw the picture.
Dude, you're taller than a bear. What the fuck?
But they got mad density.
They got density.
They are dense.
And they got them claws and shit.
Claws.
Yes.
You saw that CGI bear attack?
Yeah. Have you seen the real video?
No, I actually don't want to see that one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, actually? What?
Remember that? It's like the video, remember? It's like audio of this guy getting attacked by a bear.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just scarring.
Yeah.
This is a brown bear?
I think this was a grizzly.
Yeah.
And he got like torn apart by this bear, and you can just hear him scream.
I have to give in at a certain point.
We should check it out right now.
Go play that.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to give in at some point.
Bro, I'm just like, all right, take
me. All right, man, you hype me up. Let me see.
Bro, just like bite my head off.
Yeah. What, all this scratching and shit, bro. Just take me, dog.
Just take me.
I'm not doing that interview after.
Look at those bears.
If I got rolled up on like that.
Yeah, I'm taking the picture. For sure.
What's the deal? Is this AI? Shit, like something designed? Yeah, what is
no, that's real. Oh, okay. That's real, dude. Bet. That's from my phone.
Yeah,
on the trail.
We're renaming like, Cody. Guys, Cody kills.
This is actually bear jerky. This is what became of them.
Oh. Is it actually?
Oh, no. What?
I believe it. You ever had kangaroo jerky?
No,
I don't think I have.
Yeah, I took it there.
Is it good?
It's jerky.
It's jerky.
It honestly tastes like beef jerky.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you might as well just fucking leave the animals alone.
Yeah,
let the cows.
Yeah, yeah.
With that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said you're a foodie. Where do you like stop? You know, like
stop
cow
where?
Foot.
Where?
Like cow foot. Like
what's where
do
you, cow
like
foot?
The freaky list of like food. Like how?
Oh,
where do you draw?
Oh,
do you
I'll eat pretty much.
Travel wise.
So you cow foot
and shit.
Cow foot. I don't know if I'd eat cow foot. Like the hoof.
Yeah.
It's got,
it?
Yeah,
it's
got,
yeah,
it's, is it good?
It's scarring, as you said.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, it's a Jamaican dish called cow foot. There it is right there.
I mean,
nah. Like, as a kid, we're just like, yeah, sure, Dad. And then I grew up like, wait, what the fuck? Is he cow foot, bro?
Yeah.
Bro, sheep
is
stomach?
Is it weird, like, consistency?
It's sticky.
Sticky.
Yeah, that's where I stop is, like, the foot of him. Like texture when it gets too fucked up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel that.
That's really funny, like, that's when weird. You... grow up immigrant family, you get to that age, everyone at school is like, yo, what?
Yeah.
And you're like, I never ate that.
Yeah, you don't want to bring no ethnic food to school for lunch. You gotta pop your ethnic container and just stink up that class. It's like, you guys can microwave.
Ew, he brought pig ankles to school.
Man, this is cow. It's cow. Yeah.
The thing cow, is, though,
it's cow, bro.
Should it be good?
Four elbows, too. Ew.
Why is it yellow? Fuck you, nigga. Your bologna sandwich.
Until they dip their bologna sandwich in my drip. And then
What's that?
Yeah. Like, let me get those pig ankles.
Ma, you got to make the pig ankle soup.
Yeah, man.
Cow foot. I got to try it.
That's a good question, man. What's the freakiest food you got?
Yeah, like, where do you draw the line? You know?
What's the freakiest you ever been food-wise?
I mean,
No, I mean, like, yeah. Different. All right, two different podcasts.
I'm trying to think. What's the weirdest shit I ate?
Honestly, it was probably that shit for us.
Yeah.
Cow foot. We definitely had sheep had stomach. Oh, yeah, we had frog.
Oh, I had shark in Iceland.
I had shark bites.
Shark fin?
Horrendous. Did you like it?
I had alligator bites.
Yeah, shark fin.
I do.
Maybe. I don't know. It was like fermented, like, you buy it in like a plastic bag. It's like jerky.
Oh, really?
But it doesn't taste like meat. It's like... It was one of the worst things I've ever
tried. Oh, shit. Nice, yeah. Just leave certain animals alone.
Yeah,
man.
It was...
Every animal tastes good. I'm not buying that.
Yeah, no.
Still thinking.
Yeah. If it's a hash brown, say it's a hash brown, and we can leave
it. That's where you maxed out.
Yeah, that's where you just draw the line.
Yeah. That's your max, dude. Yeah, hash brown.
Nah.
I had panda. Just like hell. Like,
yeah.
Dangerous.
I had the last white rhino.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit was good.
Yeah, it was good as hell, man. Cut that
apparently
motherfucker up, bro. Hacked him to pieces.
Yeah, dude. We poached him straight up.
Yeah. Yeah. With our bare hands. I threw an axe right at his head.
What is this?
Oh, this is the stupid semen book.
This is the book?
This is where I draw the line.
Yeah.
Right here. Semen-based right recipes? Here.
Yeah, it's a meme.
Oh, okay.
Are
they killing?
That cake looks pretty good on the front. You know?
Not that I tried.
If you didn't tell me, I'd be like, what's that?
Nah, that looks wrong.
Yeah, no. I don't like anything like too like...
gelatinous?
Sticky.
Yeah. I don't do the gel like that.
Yeah.
Y'all used to put gel in your hair as a kid?
Yeah.
The spiky hair and shit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had the colored, like the... blue. I didn't actually...
G-O-C, tell
what color
brother.
Because I'm actually
G-O-C.
Colorblind.
Okay, right.
No, but I had...
Yeah,
you didn't ever have, like, the boy band gel with the color in it? Like, you could get, like, blue or red gel?
Wasn't the brand
and you could do, like,
ice?
Frosted tips with ice. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
That didn't hit my demographic. We didn't get that commercial. No?
Oh, no. You knew what it was on the bottle. It was like a white dude with like Liberty spikes who was like...
Oh, yeah. Was it a yellow canister?
No, or I don't know.
Might be.
Look, this the motherfucker. Look.
Oh,
at
hell no. Nigga.
That motherfucker.
That's who I wanted to look like.
Yeah.
And you picked that up saying, hell yo.
This the fish?
Yeah. I was like eight.
From, I'm
not. I don't remember that.
Where'd you get haircuts, man?
Just I don't, you know what I mean? Like I really.
Yeah.
Like where?
Where did I?
Yeah, like
I think this place called Bean something. It was something. I think Bean was in the name.
Bean?
I don't know why.
What the fuck?
It's just a dude named Bean.
Clips. What's Sport Clips?
Yeah. High grades. You never heard of Sport Clips?
Fades? Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah. Sport Clips is it's a chain.
Like a supercut.
Yeah,
like
it's not in Canada. It's not in Canada. Supercut.
No, no.
That's like a supercuts?
Yeah.
They said high grades and low fades.
Yeah.
That's fucking bad.
Yeah. High grades, low fade. I'm not mad at the, you know what I mean?
Back to school, fresh cut. I fuck with it.
This is like, some serious marketing for a haircut.
Marketing, yeah.
This is like a massive chain.
Yeah.
They're killing haircuts.
But this website looks like you're applying to like to
school.
Yeah, like go to like auto school or something.
Or
like
go-kart driving.
Yeah, yeah, I really does.
Wait, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I could fit in the go-kart process.
Little menu massage? Yeah, we don't get this at the black joints, man. I'm gonna tell you that shit, man. But I've never seen like just a white little chilling barbershop. I get it. You know what I mean? We got like small black barbershops all over. I never just seen like
Mike's.
Yeah, Floyd's.
Oh, Floyd's. Yeah, that's like Floyd's. A chain, right?
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, a bunch of dudes in Floyd. Their mid-30s with tats and then one girl cutting hair and they're all tatted up. And they're like, yeah, man, I acted for a few years and I thought like, shit's kind of lame. So I started working on bikes and now I cut hair. You look like a pussy.
It's not like nothing worked out in your life.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
left acting, left bikes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, this is actually where I go now, though.
Well, actually, that's the spot.
Yeah, I actually go to Florida.
That's what's
yeah.
up, man. Our haircut price is soaring, and you're.
No, this place is $30.
Was what? That?
It's 30. I pay $30 plus tip, so I pay $32.
30 $30.50. Thanks, guys.
No fucking
free
way
they Fritos.
On them like that.
Free Fritos.
Yeah,
Flo Fridays.
Go on
you know
Flo
about
Friday?
That's hey, bro, that's how they line you up. They actually pull out that F and they put it on the side of your head.
Right. Can I get the F?
Yeah,
the Floyd special.
What? Yeah, I'm here for the free Fritos Flo Fridays.
I actually didn't get my chips.
Damn, the bar goes right across the ear, so they know when to stop.
$30. How much plus beard?
I don't have a beard.
Yeah. No, but like, you don't see in the menu.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, good.
You get your beard done?
Yeah, man, and that's what jacks up the price.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Time.
It really
like,
is.
Bro, what are you doing is this.
Oh, so what price do you guys pay?
God. Bro, we're in the
90s.
Like
100? Yeah,
cut.
At least
that's
100.
100?
72. That's what we have to get. Full service, yeah.
That's fucked up.
Well, I think
so
that includes
they do
a massage.
There too, then. $72. Yeah, my girl, like, she has, like, a little machine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
But it's, like, 45 seconds. It's not enough. You know, I just start to feel good, and then she stops. I'm like, fuck.
All right, done.
We
did our part.
Married, man.
Or maybe it's just because of the tip I gave
her. Yeah.
You got to bump that $2
tip. $2 tip, $2 massage, motherfucker.
Get up.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy, man. Congrats. It's crazy in my books. $100 a cut. It doesn't even make sense.
How often do you guys go?
Bro,
I just learned. I learned to do it myself.
Yeah.
Did you?
I can hold myself over for like, you know, month max.
Oh, damn.
And then I got to get special.
I was going to say a couple weeks.
Was that a COVID thing?
I started growing my hair out for real during COVID.
Cause, okay,
yeah. Obviously, but
yeah,
barber couldn't come to my house and shit. But
yeah,
shit blew.
Yeah, I remember when during COVID, barbers that was like buying weed or some shit.
Yeah,
they're like kind of looking around, knocking the door, and like carrying that case, and you're like, oh yeah,
yeah. Stick my head out the door, man. Fuck it, just the tip, man. Just straight here. Get my crown real quick.
Yeah, the barber bib thing. They're like, they do it right here.
Yeah. A barber pulls up in his car. You're like, what up, bro? I'm just getting one up top, half step on the side for sure.
Stick your head up. Let me get your body out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, more
shoulders.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, more shoulders. More shoulders, please.
Boo!
Yeah, boo!
Oh, fuck.
Freeze, mother.
You just get a haircut.
Nothing.
Yeah, you just get a haircut. Yeah.
Half a haircut.
Yeah. The cop's dirty. Listen, line my shit up and I won't say anything. All right,
bitch.
And then the cop.
Y'all used to have the posters as kids on the wall, like that one, number 8.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I used to add hair sometimes. Like, can I get 24?
Yeah. Can I get a 7 and a 12?
Yeah, with some dip on the side.
Yeah, with some dip on the side.
Haircut comes with a dip. Yeah. That's when I'll tip. All
right. That's when you got me. Yo, my hairdresser has the best ranch.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just, trust me.
Just sending you home with some ranch.
That's pretty much the ice hair gel.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
Wingstop Ranch.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man.
Bro, I always like, man.
Who's killing it?
I like how every barbershop has this poster, but it's the one they bought in 97.
Yeah.
And it's just that.
Yeah, like, they stopped making these after 91.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's the last one, man. No more.
Definitely did.
It's so
there are no modern versions of this.
No, it's so faded. No. Like, all the white people, like, on the poster are gone. Like, it's just their eyes.
They're
and, like,
dead.
They're dead, but also, like, they're faded off. Like, it's just, like, kind of the haircut, and then you see an eyebrow.
Yeah.
The sun fucking baked that shit off.
Yeah.
Can I get those?
Yeah.
Actually, I'll just...
These were kind of cold, though, man. I remember one time we went
to a
Jamaican barbershop, a super old Jamaican barbershop. All these guys were, like, my grandfather's age. And they had this poster up, and I sit down. I'm probably, like, 10. And he's like, what do you want? And I'm just like, number 14. He's like, I can't do that. Sit down. Sir, just cut him.
You get a number 8 special, bald.
Was that 24?
I do that.
Literally got 24. Number 24, man.
Just
they didn't care, bro.
New start.
That looks like me. That may be me. What was this picture taken, bro?
Yeah, it's about 90.
What the fuck? That literally looks like me as a kid.
Yeah, this is the late 90s, man. That lines up.
Yeah, man. Nah, yeah, it's a struggle to find a good barber.
Like, look
at
the kid 3 rows up in the middle. Kid is like 2 years old has never actually had a haircut.
Who would of the clippers? Like,
who would
in that
request?
Picture?
But who would request that?
Cut.
Can I get?
Let me get that baby cut.
Grown man.
Yeah. Let me get that 2 year old
adult walking out with that. All hair, bro. They just line up the front. Like, they just like let it go.
Yeah, I'm trying to look like a kid again.
He's like still bad with haircuts.
Yeah.
40 years old. Stop.
Sorry, it's a reflex.
No, we're good. Well, my wife's calling. Oh, man.
God damn. I seen a barber chair on the side
like,
of the highway.
Why would they put that on there?
Who's that older
child and stuck it on there.
Yeah, who's that older guy with like the fucking, with the receding hairline? That's crazy.
Yeah.
18?
I guess representation.
These aren't even haircuts. They're just dudes.
Yo, what the fuck is old boy right there? 8?
In the middle?
Yeah, with the crazy. How can you even tell what that is?
Is that a tattoo?
Is that a birthmark?
Not sure.
Like, can I just get the poster?
Can we print this?
For the one right above him, too, with the crazy design?
That's what I mean. Like, Yeah.
I did that a couple times, though. I can't lie, man.
Oh, yeah?
Did you?
Got exotic on him?
Got exotic designs on the side.
You got the tribal tattoo in your haircut? That's crazy, man.
I was tapped in, bro, at an early age.
Imagine you ask for that and they only do it on one side. It's like, oh, no, it's just the tribal on the left. That's
oh, fuck.
They leave the rest just mad normal.
Just walk to the left all day.
Yeah. As long as it's my ear pierced side. I'm keeping your corneas going bang on this
side. Yeah, let me get that pizza, that dip.
Man.
Look at fly as hell in the drive-thru.
Bad on the passenger.
Yeah.
Terrible. I don't even look.
I used to go to this old Asian guy, and he had a poster, and I tried. He'd be like, lying to me.
Yeah, I
got
every
same
time.
I get the same shit every time. Yeah. I'm like, all right, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, but we did see a barber chair on the side of the highways. What is up with your guys' highways? What
bro, the items on the side of the highways were dope.
There's a barber?
A barber chair.
Oh.
Like you're on the freeway. Items?
Bro, I literally made the taking.
Of the items on the way here. Once I got that idea, I started writing them down.
Oh, no, man.
What else?
On the left of the highway. Toaster,
yeah.
Yeah.
Shoe.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Why the loose shoe?
Just one shoe.
What happens when I see a loose shoe? What the fuck happened?
Where's the other one? Someone's
barbecue cover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why? Mattress.
Yeah. Standard.
Pillow. Yeah. Came with a. I think those are.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a set. I think
standard.
Foot Locker T-shirt. I'm not even lying.
Somebody quit on the way? Fuck this damn job.
Like a name tag still on it? Fuck.
Michael. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, man. Is anyone...
I feel like that's pretty tame.
What?
For highway items?
No, I think our freeways are definitely... We have crazy shit.
And then the shoulder's like this big. So there's no room for a fucking toaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But no one hits it, though.
That type of shit.
Yeah.
I think because there's just so many people, especially here, the amount of times I've seen like a mattress or some shit just like fly off a truck and the driver just kind of.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I guess like side of the highway, it's weird to see shit. But then when you pull off on an exit, you always see the craziest shit. That's where dudes like build full on like.
Yeah. Art installations.
Art installations. Yeah. It's like a Burning Man float.
Bro, good home sometimes. Like, yo, this is a good setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's like, oh.
This is a choice.
Yeah.
Like, y'all moving out.
I'm moving out.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah, that's just the San Fernando Valley right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's just a hookah bar.
What is that?
A
little garage sale?
Yeah.
That's a girl. Oh, nice.
Yeah, man.
Waleed lost his mattress.
Lost his mattress?
Yeah, in traffic.
To an 18-wheeler.
Wait, what?
He never told you that story?
No. What happened?
Ask him next time you see him. Say, hey, what happened to your mattress?
And was it like tied to his car and it flipped off?
Yeah, I think he was driving like this.
Oh, of course. Of course.
You don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, I can get
going 90.
Yeah.
Pass me. I always pass those guys. Yeah. I don't want a mattress on my
That's like Final
hood.
Destination shit.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I'm not responsible for that, man.
Waleed sends us the most like random pictures. Like, he texts us a picture of his mattress under an 18-wheeler. And I'm like, bro, where are you right now? Are you good? First up? Who took the picture?
Flew off and got run over by a truck.
Yeah, so first it flies off and it's on the road and it's still good. It's like, all right, cool. Let me go get my mattress. Then the 18-wheeler just fucking chews it up.
Yeah,
I think he got a Casper deal after that. It's pretty clutch.
Yeah, man.
God damn.
Yo, mattresses are taking people out worldwide.
Yeah. Holy, strap your mattress. Down. I'm not leaving unless it's strapped in.
I'm ordering a mattress. I'm not picking up a mattress.
Yeah, whenever I see a car backpacking a mattress, I get all the way away from them.
Oh, yeah.
Just like four lanes over. See ya.
Because who's doing the strap job? Yeah. Who's on strap? I don't know this guy. His strap skills, not tying skills.
True. I wouldn't trust myself to strap anything on my car and drive.
Yeah?
Yeah, neither.
I never
learned how to do that.
Yeah. I'm okay to admit it.
Yeah.
Same. I'll get it shipped.
I'm not a real man.
Okay.
That's fucking LA.
That's gotta be LA. Yeah, where is it? Where do we draw the line? Where are we not real men anymore?
I mean, I just feel like it's like a dad skill to like be able to strap like
you better
skis,
learn, motherfucker.
Skis and shit. Yeah, that's true.
You better learn. Yeah.
I think you just acquire that when you have a kid.
I did my first toe.
See?
You almost missed the table. I did my first toe.
Okay, that's because I'm little, you know?
Bring the table.
And my first toe, shit. Almost flipped forward. Yeah.
We're definitely losing it, man. I'm not tying knots these days.
I'm not tying nothing, man. I'm not building nothing. If something's broken in my house, I'm like, fuck.
Dude, can you hang shit?
I can.
That's the thing. I can't mount. No. I can. I'll get it done. I'll watch a good tutorial and watch it, but I'm not sleeping well. I mounted my TV.
I'm
waiting for that fucking crash.
No. I wouldn't. I could do it, but fuck, man.
I'm just lazy. I just don't want to deal.
But you could do it.
But could you do it?
Yeah.
Like stud finder, whole deal?
I find studs easy, man.
You're doing that?
No, I mean, like, we could figure it out probably, but like, I'm not like by choice.
Yeah.
You know,
we don't want to be here all day. So like, we'll get the guy, get the rabbit.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody.
A lot of fun.
Random order. Nice. Go listen to it.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Follow Jay and Trey on everything, everywhere. Or as Hunter would say, if you've not even researched it at this point, fuck you.
Who says that?
I like that.
Me, Canyon. He says that if you're listening to a podcast and at this point you haven't looked up who the guests are, you can go fuck yourself because he thinks you're being rude at that point.
What if the guests are so good that you're like, I don't want to leave. I want to give all my attention.
Tabs.
Yeah, tabs.
Yeah, tabs.
Nah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, Hunter says that. But I'm saying go listen to Random Order.
Yes, Random Order Show. We're getting busy, man. Yeah. Getting busy on the green screen. Amen.
Yes.
This time, a lot of sounds. That's the other channel, but.
I wonder how many people order food during this. Because, like, it's a thing on our podcast when we drop an episode. Everyone's like, yo, I got my food ready. I'm fucking.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
it's like,
yeah.
Like a top comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
This is a beta website. Don't go here yet.
No, it looks great. Looks great.
That's just...
most entertaining editors on YouTube, hands down.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we punish ourselves in the editing room.
Highest
My
praise.
My bad, the channel's Random Order Show.
Random Order Show, there it is. Yep. Yeah.
Sweet.
Hey, this is definitely not an inserted clip, and it's something we recorded in real time next to Jay and Trey, who are sitting here and part of the conversation.
Yes, this is a natural segue.
We're going to naturally segue into the bonus now in a not contrived, abrupt break in the laughter.
We didn't just record for another hour and a half straight, and it's not hysterical.
Yeah, we didn't actually just record an additional hour and a half. We actually just did 2.5 hours straight. No breaks. And I don't think we've ever done that.
Yeah, we had a lot of
shit. My bad, guys. I didn't know.
No.
I don't even have water.
It's a good thing. So,
for real.
Go listen to the bonus. Jay and Trey are going to hang there. And yeah, thank you.
And go listen to their show.
Yes, go listen to Random Order Show.
If you want.
No, not if you want.
Yeah,
you have to go listen to it. You have to go listen to it after you listen to the bonus with us, and then go listen to the Random Order Show.
With us.
Thanks, boys, for being on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
All episodes.
Man, absolutely, man.
I'm fucked up on time now. But yeah. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Peace. Bye. This week on The Bone Zone. This is that bird I saw when I saw my friend get shot in Nam.
Yo, you know what? It probably hit him. Killed a guy named Timber. He's like, yo, next time we Timber.
I'll have 2 30 pizzas.
Is that fucking Gordon Ramsay?
It was like surgery, man. Like downloading a song. The complete process of finding a song.
And like half the times it was like porn or like something else.
Trying to play an album.
Whoa.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.